The Tower, The Bedlam Bible. Written by William Pauley III. Narrated by Connor Brannigan. Hypnagogia. There's radiation in the walls of our apartment building. At least, that's what Buzz tells me. Buzz has been around these parts since the 60s, longer than I've even been alive. He lives in a section of the building called the Cliff. He says everyone calls it that because there have been so many murders and suicides on his floor over the years. The cliff, like the end, the edge, and all the people who have gone over. Really, there have been murders and suicides all up and down this building, just the cliffs are more memorable, I guess. Someone blows themselves or someone else away every couple of weeks here. It's just that kind of place. That's why Buzz swears there's radiation in the walls, making everyone crazy. Our building sits in a part of town where there aren't even streetlights. The people who live in the building surrounding us, they pretend we don't exist. Out of sight, out of mind. We're scum to them, the armpit of the town, surrounded by darkness. That's fine with us. We know our role and play the part just fine. The people on the outside call us the trolls of 8th Block. 8th Block being the section of town we live in. But see, that's where they're wrong. We're not trolls by any definition of the word, no sir. See, people like us, the people of 8th Block Tower, we don't exist in the same sense that everyone outside exists. We live by our own code, our own laws, and even have our own god. Shiak, our god, has skin the color of Neptune. She feasts on dark matter. Dark matter is abundant in our universe, but not so much here on Earth. That's where Buzz and I come in. We're the ones that feed her. But I'll get to that in a minute. The people here rarely ever leave the building, even just to get fresh air, or exercise, or a change of scenery, nothing. A lot of them just sit on their couches and watch the color bars illuminating from their TV screens, all slack-jawed and comfy, or listen to the faint, low hum that projects from the television speakers. The hum pleases us, calms us. Can't say what it is, but something about it is just so soothing. Like a baby listening to his mother's heartbeat, it lulls us. On any given day, and at any given time of the day, anyone could walk into these apartments here, and I guarantee a television set is on, humming. People here in 8th Block don't have jobs in the same sense that outsiders have jobs, neither. All the jobs around here are more like chores than anything. We've all got something to do around here, something to pull our own weight. Charlie is usually the one that goes out and gets the mail. Sansa goes out and gets the booze and chips. Seems like that's all anyone ever eats around here, potato chips. And Samantha makes sure the shit pipes don't back up. Charlie and Sansa are the only two in the building who actually leave on a regular basis. I heard when they go out, people are afraid of them. The outsiders know a resident of 8th Block without even having to hear them speak. There's a certain glow we all have that gives it away. Buzz says the glow comes from the radiation in the walls. Buzz is always talking about the radiation and the walls. 8th Block has been around close to a full century now. Ever since the day it was built, it's been a home for the weird, the odd, and the mutated. Buzz swears that the Madsen family, who originally lived here in one of the apartments on the cliff many, many years ago, weren't mutants when they first moved in. He says the radiation got them. Everyone on the outside says us mutants have all been banished, forced to live within the walls of this tower. But honestly, I don't pay them no mind. I don't, because nobody from the outside ever moves into the apartments here in 8th Block. No one from the outside ever comes in. And except for a handful of us running errands, we never really leave the building, neither. So how is it we've been banished here? This isn't a prison cell. It's our home. Our families have all been here for several generations now. I try not to get too worked up when I hear someone accusing me of being a mutant. If being a mutant is a crime, then I am guilty as sin. If 8th Block is my punishment, then I hope I rot in here. I love it. There's nothing out there on the outside but fuck. And I don't need fuck. At least not in this sense of the word. I got everything I need right here in this
Sample complete. Ready to continue?